Hello, everyone, and happy Women's History Month. I'm Airman Jillian Manis, and you're listening to Beyond the Horizon, a podcast produced by the Ohio Air National Guard's 178th Wing in Springfield, Ohio. In today's show, I was able to have a conversation with Colonel Kim Fitzgerald about her life, career, and role as the first female commander of the 178th Wing. I hope you enjoy the show. Hi, thank you so much for sitting down with me today and having this conversation. I'm really looking forward to all of your answers and getting to learn a bit more about you. So to get started, just tell me what your personal definition of a leader is.
Mine's pretty simple. I think leadership is about influence, and that could be good or bad. But it's just about influence, like getting people to move in a certain direction. That's what I think leadership is.
So why did you initially decide to serve? Were you active duty at first?
I was not active duty. Okay. I'm absolutely a guard baby. I'm an unusual guard baby because I've been in four different states.
Oh, wow.
But I've always been on the guard. And I actually... A friend of mine was in the Guard, and I was in college, and I literally was broke, ran out of money, and wanted to finish college. And he said, well, you should join the Guard because it'll help you finish college. And that's literally why I joined. You know, I thought it was interesting what he did, and it was great hearing about his adventures on Droll Weekend. But to have them help me pay for college is why I joined. And I planned that I was going to be 6 years and out, and crazy, you know, 28 years later, here I still am.
I know now there's a lot more female representation in the military, but when you enlisted, what was that like? I'm sure it was quite a bit less. How was that for you?
So. Yeah, back in the old days when I enlisted. So I would say, like, that thought never crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a small town in Minnesota, and females, males, you know, kids, grandparents, didn't matter. You know, we literally, everybody was the same. We all pitch in, we all help, we're part of a family. You know, we manage the farm, you know, everybody pitches in to bag the potatoes and milk the cows. You know, it didn't matter. So when I joined the adult world and the world beyond, I would say my hometown, I was never exposed to like discrimination or any prejudice or anything. So I just assumed that that was what every place else was like. Mm-hmm. I had no reservations about joining the military based on the fact that I was going to possibly be discriminated against because I was a female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you personally experienced any challenges being a woman in a predominantly male field?
Yeah. So I would say when I look back on my career, that I'm very blessed. And I have not, I cannot say that I have felt like I've ever had any extra hurdles or had my gender held against me. I would say that I'm very fortunate in that respect. But I would say that the biggest thing that I have noticed in my career is about managing expectations, right? When I look at you, you know, you're a very kind, you have, you know, you're, first of all, you're female, right? So I assume that you're soft and you're kind and, you know, and some people might associate that with like being weaker, or being less knowledgeable or less capable, right? And then some people overcompensate for that, right? Like, I'm going to show you how strong I am or how smart I am, how capable I am or how disciplined I can be or, you know, so I definitely think that the thing that I have noticed over my career is that you need to manage that expectation. Like when people see me, you know, they might think I'm like their mom, or in some cases, you might think I'm like your grandma. you know, just be, and this really applies to anybody. I mean, it's not necessarily just women, but it's just something that women have to understand, that you just have to win people over by your efforts, and let them be true to who you are, and eventually it won't matter, you know, really what your gender is, what the color of your skin is, or, you know, the color of your hair or whatever. You just be you and you'll win people over that way. So it's about managing expectations.
Did it feel empowering being a female pilot in a male-dominated career field? What was that like?
I would definitely not say more empowered. Uh-huh. You just stand out a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. Like, people think, like, oh, you're a pilot? They're so surprised.
Yes.
Like, it shouldn't surprise you. Like, I'm pretty smart, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty capable, and it shouldn't be surprising. Uh-huh. So I would say that there's more, like, of a shock factor,
yeah.
you know? But it doesn't really make me feel more empowered.
Did you have any women in your life that have inspired you?
So I'm kind of disappointing when it comes to, like I don't read that many leadership books, mm-hmm. or I didn't grow up like watching the news or mm-hmm. paying attention. I'm not a history buff or anything like mm-hmm. that. But I would say from my personal life, the female, and this probably can't, like, don't ever let my mom listen to this, but I would have to say it was my grandmother. My mom's a wonderful woman, too. She raised 4 kids, you know, all by herself. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had a father and a stepmother, too, but 90% of my time was with my mother. So without giving her any less respect, my grandmother was this amazing woman. She was beautiful. She served others. Like, she was the organist in our church. She started when she was really young, and she went all the way, you know, so I think she was an organist for almost 75 years. Crazy, right? She volunteered for everything, and she was a farmer's wife, and she probably did just as much work as my grandfather. And she wore overalls and during the week, you know, and on the weekends when she was out helping in the community, you know, she painted her fingernails red and put on high heels, and she looked beautiful. You know, so she was like that everything. You know, she did everything, and she did it really well. So I'd say my grandmother was probably a really strong, the strongest female influence in my life. Besides that, in the military, there was this one woman in Pennsylvania when I was in the command post there. Mm-hmm. She was the mission support group commander, and she sat on the crisis action team. And everybody, all the leaders on the base, looked to her. Like, whatever was happening, whatever question we had, we're like, what do you think, Colonel Steidel? What should we do, Colonel Steidel? And she had the answers. She knew everything, I swear. So I was like sitting in the corner, because I was like just one of the admin people, and they're like, oh, she's so smart. I want to be like her someday. So when I got to be the mission support group commander here, I was like, yes, I'm like Becky Steidel finally. But I'm not as knowledgeable as her, but.
That is really cool. Have you experienced any prejudice as a woman throughout your career? And what would you say to another female airman who may have felt discriminated against throughout their career, or may be experiencing it currently?
I think my advice would be twofold. My first would be adapt and overcome. Like, you can never control what someone else does or how they think, but you can control, you know, your actions and your responses. You know, as horrible as it is, you know, just get past it. You know, control your response and move on. And then the second part of that is you need to report it. Don't be afraid. I know that sounds easy. It's easier said than done, right? Like, you have to have courage to come forward. But this is our home. This is our family here. And I don't want any of that stuff in my family. And you shouldn't either, right? So if you're a victim, it takes courage to come forward. If you're a bystander or a witness of that going on, you absolutely have to bring it forward so that we can get that stuff out of our family. Mm-hmm. So those are my two things. Like, you know, personally, you just rise above it, rise up. And I know it sounds easy. I know it's hard, mm-hmm. But that's, you gotta overcome.
So I'm very personally interested in this question. What was it like for you being in a command position as a woman throughout your career? You've had many command positions. What is it like being in a command position? Because that can be very different from being an everyday airman.
You know, it's weird because there are some people that don't want to be told what to do by a woman. Like, my husband would be one of those. you know, but, and those are sort of like long ingrained beliefs. It's just like, and it just takes a little bit of time and not coming in like a bull, you know, would be my advice to any woman in a command position. But for me in particular, I am a nurturer by nature. I like to be a mom, and I like to be your mom and your mom. And like in all of my command positions, I've literally felt like, you know, I'm a mom, I have this family, I'm taking care of them. And so I think it's been very helpful, or, you know, easy for me to sort of fit into those roles because that's my nature.
How did it feel when you realized being the commander of the 178th was a possibility for you?
You know, it still sort of awes me, mm-hmm. Because, you know, I came from this small town, right? My husband is a pilot. We had very similar careers, right? He wanted to be a pilot since, you know, he was like a kindergarten. Like, he is focused, eyes on the prize. I'm going to be a pilot. You know, I graduated from high school. All I knew was that I should probably go to college. You know, I have had several majors. I ended up with an accounting major, you know, and then I joined the military for money, you know, for college. I started out in LRS, and then I was a navigator, and then a pilot, KC-135, MQ-1. I still don't know what I want to do, clearly. So I've never had this little predefined path with a goal at the end of it. I just have really gone through my life as I just work hard. I give, I serve, I try to take care of people, and I always give 110%. And a little bit of luck and opportunity and people helping me has gotten me here. So when I finally got to that point where I had someone sitting across the table from me saying, yeah, you could be the wing commander someday, I'm like, huh, like I never saw that. I never fathomed that. It's not like I felt like it was out of my reach. It just wasn't even in the picture, right? So it's kind of cool. It still sort of awes me that I'm here. Like, wow, I'm the wing commander. It's kind of crazy, right?
Do you have any other goals from here, personal or career-wise? Where are you going to go from here?
I would say they're very much the same for me, career and personal goals. And that is, I'm so excited about retiring, mm-hmm. not because I want to leave here, because I'm having so much fun. Mm-hmm. I love that this is literally the best job ever. Mm-hmm. But I am so excited about, there's a mentoring program for high school students that I'm going to get involved in. And then there's a Springfield Children's Youth Ministry program for elementary kids that I'm gonna get involved in. I'm gonna help out my church and help out my son's school. And my goals are all about like giving back and serving and doing it just different than here. So I would say that, and then I'm gonna have a really big garden and eat really healthy and, you know, go for long walks every morning, so yeah.
You inspire many women on this base, including myself. I remember when I first enlisted, you were vice commander at that time, and I was really inspired by you. You were the first female that I had personally seen in a command or vice commander position for a wing. And so I know that it was really cool for me to be able to see that representation. And I know now many women around this base are also inspired by you. So do you have anything that you would like to say to the female airmen of the 178th or any advice?
I think it's awesome too, mostly because, well, first let me, before I get to what I want to say is, I'd like to say that I think it's sad that we make such a big deal that I'm the first, female wing commander, because it should have happened a long time ago. And, you know, I worked hard and I got here. So we should be saying, you know, Kim Fitzgerald, you did a great job, and, you know, you're a great commander, not just the first female wing commander. But so that kind of takes away, I think, from some of the accomplishments that I have. But my advice would be, what I would like to say about that is I'm so thrilled that I'm here because people like you get to see, like, it's so much easier to see yourself in a position when you see someone like you in that position. I mean, it sounds so cliche, but it is so true. So I'm so happy that I can be here and give you a vision that you're going to be just like me, you know, and that's absolutely positively true. So my advice would be really that you can do anything. There are no more glass ceilings. They're all broken. You can do anything you want to do and that you set your mind to. And it really applies to anybody here, not just women, you know, and you can do anything. Like I joined to pay for college, which is probably what 80% of our people join for. And I didn't expect to stay. And here I am as the wing commander. Who in the heck would have foreseen that? And you know what? It might be you. You know, it might be someone else that's in our wing that thinks that they're just going to stay for 6 years. So I don't know. It's just crazy. Just pour your soul and your heart into your life. And good things will happen. Mm-hmm. Not always, right? I'm not like a, you know, everything's all sunshine and roses. There's hard things too. But I truly believe that if you live, you know, good things will happen for you.
Yeah. Thank you again so much for sitting down and having this conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I know that many, female airmen in particular, but many airmen, regardless of gender around the space, are going to be very interested to hear what you have to say about this topic. And one last thing, do you have anything else you would like to add?
You know, everything I said applies to everybody else on base too, not just the you know, not just the female. I feel so blessed to be here, and so I'm just so lucky. I'm so lucky, and I hope that everyone else will feel the same about their service when they're looking back, you know, after 27 years or however long I've been here. I don't even know.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's conversation, remember to subscribe for more. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 178th Wing. You can also write to us at beyondthehorizonpodcast@gmail.com. We hope to see you next time, but until then, keep your eye on the horizon.